For decades, made in China has generally meant, to the Western world at least, mass-produced cheap goods. But the strategic plan, Made in China 2025, established by Premier Li Keqiang, aims to move the country into making high-value, high-tech products in fields like robotics and automation, computer chips, aerospace, and biomedical research. And that has meant an investment in things like the Internet of Things, AI, and cloud. It just so happens that when the coronavirus pandemic broke out, China's high-tech resources, like its current cloud capabilities, were quickly reoriented to fighting the spread of the disease. Well, this is the second part of a conversation with Kitty Folk, Managing Director of IDC China. She recently authored the report, Impact of COVID-19 on China's Economy and ICT Market. She spoke to us from Beijing. Going forward, once the pandemic is over with, do you think that the demand for cloud services will remain?
Absolutely. So there's definitely need for more cloud capacity. There's more need in terms of analyzing your data. There's more need in terms of changing the mindset from CapEx to OPEX because of the funding that you have tight funding right now. We definitely see the adoption of cloud computing, public cloud in particular, are increasing. And we already forecasted the demand of cloud computing increasing, but now it's just much faster. And it will continue because now you have more data available, you have more information available, you have more application developed. I think the most important thing now is because of COVID-19, it speed up native development of cloud application. So all the application now is cloud native. It will be faster, utilize the whole facility much faster. And because of the demand, we also think that even for the hardware point of view, the whole data center, there will be new architecture for the data center so it can utilize everything much better. One of the stimulus program from the Chinese government is 7 major projects in China. One is specific for big data data center. So there is definitely increased demands for cloud computing facility moving forward.
Well, it sounds like a pretty big project, maybe a Google-esque size project.
Well, there will be always few type of public cloud. You always have the Alibaba, the Tencent, those type of hyperscale. And then you have the government, they will have a major investment for public cloud from the government so that they can begin to share more information to the public. And you have the state-owned enterprise that they will start to build what we call the industry cloud. So that is more to facilitate specific industry that they need. So imagine education, healthcare, manufacturing, finance, those industry, they will have more development in terms of industry-specific cloud facility. This is like something quite different in China compared to the state because we always have state-owned enterprise that they have a major usage of technology, and you have the government and also you have the open market.
That's really fascinating. It sounds like a quite a different approach from a patchwork of public and private and hybrid clouds to think of it from an industry standpoint, that if you're an educator or you're in transportation or agriculture, whatever that vertical is, that you have a system built around that industry. That's really interesting.
It is. And also the whole 5G rollout, it will speed up the whole 5G development in China as well. What the stimulus program is to speed up the 5G base station and network in China. You will begin to see a lot of this is really speed up the whole connectivity. It's really completely different from the consumer point of view as well as the commercial point of view. And we are also seeing another project on industrial IoT. So manufacturing, because it hit so hard this time, and the Chinese government already have the whole Make in China 2025 strategies in place. So this really speed up the whole development of smart manufacturing. So everything have data, everything you need cloud platform.
Well, I imagine technologies like virtual desktop infrastructure and desktop as a service are being not only talked about more, but being deployed more.
Yes. So because of the whole future of work and remote office, you need to really share information online right now. Also, the desk is actually one of the topics that we hear from the CXO survey that we have. In fact, for the desk, it has been one of the hot topics since last year in China. Because what the user need is not just a single solution or single function or like just the devices. They really want a total solution. Having a devices as services really help to bring in the total solution to the user. And imagine now the user really need to have this facility at home. You really don't want to buy every single hardware. You really want a just, you know, give me the total solution. Bring my home immediately to become a office so that I can really communicate to all my colleagues, my customer, and my business partner around the globe.
So because of the pandemic, do you expect a growth in the use of the technology?
There was some discussions about it since last year, but it's like really, really slow. The provider, the supplier is also thinking like, well, it is really the market. The user is thinking like, oh, especially for the mentality in China is that, well, I still prefer to own my facility than paying a OPEX type of model. So it was a really long discussion, evaluation. The demand is very, very low. This time, we think that would definitely speed up. We do expect increased demand.
Well, one thing I saw in your report is that this will be a U recovery and not a V correction.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Chinese companies seem to be responding pretty quickly, leveraging technology. What's driving that action to go faster?
Well, the action to go faster, I think, first of all, you want to survive at this moment. So as a company, you really want to stay on top of the curve by leveraging technologies. Whether it is a V-shape or U-shape, it's like how fast you can leverage, whether you can leverage everything you have available right now. So some company decide to actually move faster, leveraging technology, and they can identify very quickly which part of the company that they need to move faster and go ahead, move on. And they are not just looking at a short-term investment. They make the investment right now. It can be a long-term benefit. And it is not just to help them to survive. It's to help them to bounce back and then to be competitive moving forward. So at this moment, for any company's leader, what they really need to think about is how fast they can move on. It's like how fast they can evaluate their situation to look at which part of the organization that they need to move and leverage technology, what they can do. And this strategy is not just for a short-term survival, but for them to make sure that they can rebound and also stay as more competitive moving forward.
Well, you know, the pandemic has really brought on a lot of profound changes in the way that we are conducting ourselves these days and the way we're using technology. How many of these changes do you think are going to remain in place after the virus is contained and we're sort of back to normal?
Well, I want to go back to what happened to SARS 17 years ago. So when SARS happened 17 years ago in Asia, mainly in China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan, so what I saw is that Singapore, for example, they did not forget about it. So at that moment, they have been like continuously to build special unit hospital so that they can have isolation or quarantine facility. So with COVID-19 happened, the Singapore government is actually more prepared. So they know that they will have facility for the people for quarantine or isolation. But some of the country actually did not build those facility. So when COVID-19 hit, it is not as fast in terms of the infection compared to the Singapore government. So I think some of the people will go back to their comfort zone. Some of the people will move on and think that this is something can create more opportunity or like can have a change of life. It really depends on, again, for the industry demands, the personal preference, as well as some of the policy. So I want to go back to the education again. I don't think the education will go back to like 100% back to what we used to be, because the content is already available and it can definitely support more kids that they need education. So that will definitely move on. But it will change from 100% online education back to like a hybrid model. So now the school can really leverage what is available online. They already set up the communication channel with all the parents. So that will move on. So I think it really depends on the industry and the need of it.
Kitty Folk is the managing director of IDC China. In her latest report, she identifies opportunities for tech innovation and investment in China. Of course, IT areas like cloud, AI, and 5G are on the list. But now, because of the pandemic, there's stronger focus on areas like smart cities, digital health, online learning, remote work, and food e-commerce. This is the Tech Barometer podcast. I'm Jason Lopez. Tech Barometer comes to you from The Forecast, covering technology and the people behind tech. You can find more from us at this URL, theforecastbynutanix.com.